Welcome to Dharma Dialogues, a children's podcast series on the Yakshaprashnam, a wise and wonderful dialogue from the Mahabharata. Just a little something to keep in mind as you listen to these stories. We tell these stories to spark reflection, not to give strict answers.
These stories are told with love and respect from the Hindu tradition, with guidance from elders in our community. Anyone can listen, learn, and even interpret the stories in their own way. All we hope is for young minds to grow in curiosity, courage, and compassion.
As we are learning and growing with you, any mistakes along the way are completely unintentional. Please feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions or feedback.
Now, on to the episode.
Welcome back, my little ones, to Dharma Dialogues. This is episode 15, part 4 of the Kshatriya's Code. So far, we've learned about the divinity of the warriors and protectors, including their weapons and their sacred promise to protect. We've learned their pious practice and the great sacrifices they perform for the welfare of the land. We've even learned about their human emotion, fear, and how mastering it becomes courage.
Right, so what's next?
The Yaksha wanted to complete the circle of questions. If you recall, in the previous topic about Brahmins, he also asked a similar question.
Oh, can I guess? Is this about the opposite of being pious and good?
Spot on! He asked Yudhishthira one last question about the Kshatriyas.
What is the impious practice of a Kshatriya?
Is it being greedy? Or maybe ruling unfairly?
Those are bad things, yes. But Yudhishthira gave a very specific answer. He said,
"The impious practice of a Kshatriya is refusing to protect Dharma."
Dharma once again. We've seen this word many times, but refusing to protect Dharma? What does that mean?
It means breaking the sacred promise of the Kshatriya. Imagine you are a king or a warrior. If someone bows before you, seeking refuge, even if they were your enemy in battle, you must protect them. That's called Sharanagati, the act of surrender.
So, if someone falls at your feet and apologizes in a war, you're not supposed to hurt them?
Exactly. Even if they were your enemy 5 minutes ago, if they come to you asking for protection, your duty as a Kshatriya is to shield them, not harm them. To hurt them after they've surrendered is considered one of the worst kinds of adharma, or wrongdoing. Backstabbing is another great sin for a warrior. Imagine pretending to be someone's friend, just to hurt them later. That is not the true way of a protector.
So, a Kshatriya must fight with honour?
Yes, that's correct. Let's look at an example from the Ramayana. Vibhishana was Ravana's younger brother. Although he was born into the Rakshasa or demon clan, Vibhishana was virtuous and righteous. When Ravana refused to return Sita to Rama, Vibhishana advised him to choose the path of Dharma, but Ravana insulted him and cast him out of Lanka. With no kingdom, no allies, and nowhere else to go, Vibhishana came to Rama's camp and surrendered. At first, Rama's Vanara generals, including Sugriva and even Hanuman, hesitated. They suspected Vibhishana might be a spy sent by Ravana to deceive them. But Rama believed that one who surrenders must be protected. He could have killed Vibhishana then and there, as he was technically the enemy. Vibhishana was vulnerable and not armed. However, Rama chose to forgive and he took Vibhishana in.
That's such a nice story. Honor seems to have been something so very important in the olden times.
Yes, honourable battle is part of Dharma, but cruelty, revenge, and breaking your word, that is the path of impiety. There's a Tamil saying that goes, "A lion never attacks a fallen deer." The lesson? Even the strongest must show mercy when someone is helpless. This applies not only to the kings of our past, but also you and all of us today. When someone wrongs us, while it is important to stand up for ourselves, if the person apologizes, it is important for us to forgive them. There is no need for us to hold grudges or be angry at someone forever. Carrying the weight of grudges against other people will affect not only the other person, but it will be a great burden for us. This brings us to today's proverb. To rule with power is easy. To rule with compassion and righteousness, that is dharma. To all the little ones tuning in tonight, thank you for keeping up with our series so far. If you'd like, share any thoughts, interpretations and questions you may have with us at dharmadialogues108@gmail.com. Look forward to more episodes, and for now, let your mind rest on what we've learned today. We will continue our journey into a new topic the next time.